Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is the Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
We're back! Welcome to Almost Famous OG Podcast. Da, 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 da,
da. The OGs are here in the house.
How are you?
I am awesome. How are you, T-Bone? I think I'm going to call you T-Bone today.
All right, then, T-Bone.
So I have like to tell you a story. I like a good steak myself. So I don't know if you remember the Seinfeld episode when George Costanza tries to give himself a nickname and he just randomly pulls out T-Bone. So I was reminded of this weekend. I was traveling this weekend and I flew to DC and I went to a little town in West Virginia and I met this guy. His name was Ralph. And Ralph seemed like a very nice guy. And I was, my little team of people, we were jokingly calling him Rafe. Like, it was like a French thing. Like, we're like, oh, bonjour, Rafe. But his name's Ralph. And he's like, is that my nickname? You guys going to call me Rafe? And I said, yeah, you know, we're trying to work out some good nicknames for you. I'm thinking Rafe. He goes, wow, I tried to give myself a nickname many years back. And when my father passed away, I thought, okay, now's my time to shake up my name. I don't want to be named Ralph anymore. I go, so what'd you go for? He says, this man is probably, I want to say mid-50s, you know, mid-50s, maybe early 60s. He goes, I changed it up to Skitch. And I go,
excuse me?
You changed your name to Skitch? He goes, yeah, I sure did. I said, did you change it on your driver's license? He goes, no, but I did. You know, I was going to. He goes, but I did put it on.
For real?
Yeah. He gave himself a personalized license plate. Sketch.
No, he didn't.
And, you know, so what he ended up doing. I don't know, but there's a really weird little ironic twist to this. So he's like, so I started calling him Sketch. I'm like, I love it, man. Sketch. I like you, Sketch. You're a good guy, Sketch. And he's like, yeah. He's like, my family made so much fun of me, I couldn't take the mockery, so I just went back to being called Ralph. And I'm like, well, how did you get them to, you know, to know that, hey, moving forward, I'm Sketch?
Yeah.
He goes, you know, I brought it up at a family reunion. I said, hey, well, I got everybody here. I just want to let you all know I'm done with Ralph. I'd like to now be moving forward called Sketch. Okay. I'm like, yeah. I go, you know what you should have done? I go, because this would have helped you. I'm like, if you ever watched Seinfeld? He's like, no, I never watched it. I go, man, you should have watched it. Because here's what would have helped you. You get someone else to call you that. So like, right. You pay your cousin $20 to walk up and be like, hey, what's up, Sketch? Now everyone will start calling you Sketch. I'm like, this is a Costanza reference, but I'm like, I tried nicknaming myself T-Bone once and no one, you know, never caught on. And he's like, well, it doesn't make any sense. Your name's Bob. Why would you be T-Bone? And I'm like, bro, you're Sketch. I mean, are we really doing this right now? But instead I go, you know what? You're right. That's probably why it didn't catch on. And you could be Sketch and I'll never be T-Bone, I guess.
Well, I can call you T-Bone. We can be T-Bone together.
Yep, T-Bone all day.
Yeah, T-Bone all day. I am so happy to talk to you today because I have to tell you, I'm dragging. I had Max, my baby boy, graduated from eighth grade last night.
Oh, and my gosh.
He's going into high school and we had this sweet little continuation ceremony. Continuation for those out there who don't know. People were like, what's continuation? It's just graduation. Since it's not high school graduation or college, right. They call it continuation. And we like kind of partied a little bit, not like late into the night, but right. You know, it's kind of an emotional day for this OG
Heck
mom.
Yeah. Oh, I could see that. I mean, you know me. I mean, I literally, you know, my kids are at this 3 and 10 months and my son the other day is like, Mama. And I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. You know, I cry at everything. So I can only imagine eighth grade graduation. I'll be a sad sack of tears. There's no question.
I know.
That's adorable though.
Oh my baby.
Isn't it crazy? We have known each other for so long before you had children.
Yeah.
And I just think it's bananas that you have an eighth grader.
I know.
I mean, that's crazy.
I think it's bananas too. I mean, you know, no, I'm
that's
just
14, right?
Look
isn't that 14?
Look at these wrinkles.
Oh,
you can see.
Whatever. You're adorable. Is it grade 14?
This is the sign that you have a 15-year-old almost.
15.
Sorry. Yeah, 15.
When does he start driver's ed and stuff like that? Does that happen pretty soon?
Already did driver's ed.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So I have to take it. I just scheduled an appointment for him to get his permit on his birthday, which is July 26th, same day as Chris Harrison. Yay, Bachelor
Nation. Yes.
Obviously, Chris Harrison will not be getting his first license. He's a little bit older than that. But but Max will be getting his permit. And at this party we were at, it's a family who owns this like ranch and they have a barn and they've said, you should bring him by this summer and learn how to drive on a stick because they have a Jeep.
Yes.
And we don't have a manual car. And yeah. I'm like, that is such a life lesson. Like, I am totally going to take you up on that because I learned how to drive on a stick. Did you? Like,
so did
do people do that these days? Are there even sticks still out there besides Jeeps, you know?
Honestly, I would have to imagine there are, but I don't know. But I mean, like, right? I know my dad was really insistent upon my sister and I both knowing how to drive stick shift. So, you know, we both learned on a stick. My first car was a stick. It was actually a
Me too.
Two-tone brown hatchback Chevette diesel.
OMG. Do people still say that? So before we started this podcast, we were talking with producers and I said, duh, because I clearly was not thinking yet. And Bob was like, I don't think the kids say duh
anymore.
Do they still, do they say OMG still?
I know. I feel driven to say OMG a lot. So I hope they do. But you know,
okay. Well, you know what? We're just going to keep doing it, and we don't care what the kids say. I'm
going to
say duh till I die.
Duh, ob. Probably all out of school. So my
obvi.
We had this really adorable babysitter she's what is she, a junior in high school. And she you know, had babysat for us for, I want to say almost a year. And one day she's like, my mom is a really big fan of your music. I didn't even know who you were. She said you were the Bachelor guy. And I said, oh, yeah, yeah. It never came up, obviously. It wasn't like I was interviewing her to be our babysitter. I was like, so what shows do you watch? You know, so I, obviously she would have never watched my season anyway. You know, like I'm grilling them. Any older episodes of the show? But anyway, she said, yes, my mom has your album. And I said, really? And she goes, yeah. And I said, which one? Because I put out like two before The Bachelor and then like one after. And she's like, I'm not sure. And I go, well, you know, I happen to have a garage full of them. Here, take this one.
Just
and
saying.
I hand her a CD. Yeah. I go, give this to your mom. And just
she
tell
was
her,
like,
you know,
what is that?
Tell her things. She literally goes, this is awesome. And she was looking at it. And I could tell, I go, you don't know what that is, do you? And she goes, I don't. And so I open it. And I hold out I go, this is a compact disc. And she goes,
Okay. Like,
no acknowledgement. I go, you slide it into this little slot thingy in your car. And she goes, oh, I think I have one of those. And
oh,
I said, yeah.
And
I go, you know what? I'm gonna keep this. Don't give this to you. I'm gonna set this over here. And we're gonna pretend like this didn't happen, okay? I'm just gonna go back to my office and sit by myself for an hour. So embarrassing.
I'm going to call Trista and I'm going to talk about how old I feel.
Isn't that basically what I do every week?
Hi, yeah,
I feel ancient again.
I know.
But you know, I mean, musicians understand this struggle. And thankfully, you know, we have a guest on the show today who is a musician and probably way more up to speed on this kind of stuff than I am because he's still out there gigging, as far as I can tell, as far as I know. Okay, so... Our theme today, if I can get into it for us, Trista, our theme today is, you know, we're always looking for a throwback angle, right? Well, we've got a lot to throw back to, obviously. This is Bachelor Pad Season 1 throwback. Yeah. So Tenley was on last week with us. We talked a little bit about that. Michelle Money was on last week. We talked a little about her time on Bachelor Pad. But this is Bachelor Pad Season 1, which Tenley was on. Yeah. And this guy was on it, and he was the first kind of musician that showcased his talent as a contestant on the show, showcased his talent on the show. And he was the first guy really willing to own, I think, being a villain. Like, a lot of guys would come on there and, you know, like, I think before that it was like, well, I'm not here to make friends. That was about as villainous as you got. This dude was like, straight up villain. Like, not, and he owned it. And I was watching a little bit of Bachelor Pad Season 1, which aired, this is back in 2010, August to September that it aired. And I was watching a little bit of Episode 1, and I mean, he comes in, guns blazing. I'm here, guys, the villain's back, you know, I'm ready.
Yep. Right.
And I find that to be really interesting, because I don't think I could ever do it, first of all.
I don't think I could ever do it either. But I have some respect for that, you know.
I do too.
I have respect for you owning that character, I guess. And I feel like we met maybe at one of these Bachelor reunions, possibly. You know me and my memory, and I've, you know, been called out by Lobozo, the Zobo. So Lobozo, whoops, said it wrong.
I think you're right the first time. Just kidding, Zobo. If you're listening, Lozobo. Prince Lizobo. Well, let's bring him in. This is not Prince Lizobo. This is Wes Hayden, and Wes lives in Austin. He's a jamming musician. He brought his guitar. I remember in the intro, Chris is like, where's your guitar, Wes? He's like, I didn't bring it this time. He's like, you sure? He's like, well, maybe I got it somewhere. I might have it in my villain
locker.
Twist
my arm. Yeah.
And you know, they came back. I mean, Wes was a throwback guy for a while, because I remember when years later on one of the shows when it was JJ was on the show, and JJ's like, you know, a villain's got a vill. And I thought that was a great line.
JJ was on what show? Who's JJ?
JJ came many years later. I think it was Bachelor in Paradise where he said it, or was it Bachelor Pad? But, here's Wes. Here we go.
There he is.
Wes, how are you, man? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing well, buddy. Doing well. We were just talking about you as we were introing you. And I said one of the things I liked about Wes, and it literally brought me I don't even know how to say it, but I'm such a people pleaser. I have a rough time. Anybody, you know, you just owned it, man. You walked in, you're like, I'm a villain. A villain's got a vill. I'm here to do some villing work.
Well, I used to drink a lot.
That explains it. That explains a lot.
I wouldn't know if I was technically a villain. I was just really loose and loud and crazy.
Do you drink anymore?
It's rare. It's yeah. rare. I haven't had a drink and it's been a long time, but every now and again I will, you know?
Yeah.
Is that, do you think that was affected by the show?
Well, you know, obviously I'm a Texas guy. I'm sure you can tell by the accent, but we're pretty authentic down here. And
yeah,
but when I was on the show, of course, I was drinking a lot, and so was everybody else. But,
everybody else was too. Yep.
I honestly trusted a lot of, you know, what they were wanting me to do and say, and you know what I'm saying? So I kind of just went into it. To be honest with you, I remember telling my mom before the show aired. Yeah. I mean, it's gonna sound crazy, but I said, man, America's gonna love me after this show. I did so well. and then I saw it and I was like, oh God.
Well, I don't think America didn't love you. I mean, I think it was just, like I said to Trista, what I thought was kind of great about it was you went on to it, not, you know, it wasn't, you weren't being deceptive. You weren't being like, you were just like, hey man, this isn't why I'm here. This is why I'm here. And in particular with Bachelor Pad, it's like, I'm here to win some money.
Yeah.
And you know, I think everybody else maybe came in. If they were there just to win the money, they weren't acting like it, right? They were trying to act like they were there for other things. And you're like, no, I'm here for the cash money.
Yeah, yeah. I was there for the cash, but I was also there to hook up if need be.
If need be.
So, you know, I had a great time. Bachelor Pad was a lot more fun than The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little looser, and a little more relaxed and, it was my second go around too. So I kind of knew the ropes.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay. I think that's one of the things that's good, you know?
Yeah. Agreed. I think the casual, I mean, obviously I've never done Bachelor Pad or Bachelor in Paradise, but I think that's why everyone likes those shows is because it's more carefree. Like you're not as caught up in worrying about, love. Like love is so heavy, and if you're there for money or you know, like I obviously Bachelor Pad, I think that it was a lot more fun to watch because it was more kind of casual. I'd love to ask you, obviously we lost Gia I don't know how many years ago that was, a very 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 sad loss for Bachelor Nation, and I know that you and her were connected throughout the first season of Bachelor Pad. How are things, like, do you think about her, you know, how did things end with her? And 2013, I guess she passed. So that's been 9 years ago. I watched Bob and I in prep watched the first episode of Bachelor Pad 1. And so we didn't get into the rest of it, but can you remind me kind of what transpired between you two and how things ended after the show and if you stayed in touch?
Sure. Yeah, we of course, we met on the Bachelor Pad. We obviously knew of each other before that. So going in, I'd kind of heard a little rumor that she wanted to meet me, right? And then we ended up doing the Bachelor Pad together. So, when the first time I saw her, I just thought she was... I mean, she's just a sweetheart. I mean, she's warm. Yeah. She's quiet. You know, she's kind of meek and humble but also funny and can be fiery. So when we met on the show, it was just kind of an instant. I mean, I knew when I was there, I was like, okay, well, I need to see what can happen with her and I, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I think we both kind of had the same thing. We had a lot in common. We were both kind of on this. The show wouldn't show it, but kind of on this little spiritual path that we've been on for a long time. And so we dated for probably 6 or 8 months, I would think, after the show.
After the show.
I mean, we talked for a long time, but she was up in New York and I was down here in Texas, but we would always try to do events together where we could see each other and hang out. because obviously we both had our own lives and jobs and things going on. But, you know, Gia had a, she had a lot of, she was a sweetheart, but she, I think she had some things that she dealt with, you know, which came out later on, like maybe a few, maybe some depression or something like that. And, but it wasn't anything I thought was a huge red flag. So, when I found out what happened, I was completely just floored and pretty much in shock. She was just a sweet girl and so positive. And, but we inevitably kind of stopped talking just because it was such a long distance thing.
Right. Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah. Those are tough.
We were still friends. I mean, we communicated, we would text back and forth here and there and keep up with each other. And it was just, it was really unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry to bring us down, but
I still think about her often. I'll see pictures of her on my feed come in and out, and I've still got some saved in my phone. And you know, it seems like just yesterday. Isn't that funny how time is? It doesn't seem
it
like,
is.
Like I could call her right now and she'd answer.
Right. Yeah. I know.
It is pretty crazy to think about that.
I loved seeing her on my phone as I was watching, just her smile just brighten the room, it seemed like. So I couldn't not bring her up.
Yeah. I never got to meet her actually, but she seemed really wonderful. Yeah.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.
Are you in Austin, Wes? Are you in Austin, Texas? Or are you just outside of there?
I have a house in Austin, but the majority of the work that I do is around on the outskirts of Houston, an area called Lake Conroe. So during the weeks, Monday through Friday, I'm normally down here. And on the weekends, I'm back in Austin.
And are you still playing?
Yeah,
I am. As a matter of fact, I'm at a studio right now. It's called Dance Across Texas. It's a music channel, and I'm doing a interview today. And I was like, well, hell, I just knocked these out at the same time.
That's right. Get them done.
So we got a brand new single called Back in Texas. It's on all the platforms. We just released it. It's on the charts here. It's doing well. It's different now, though. You know, I'm 45 years old, and I'm not trying to be famous. I'm not trying to be known. If anything, I'm trying to be more obscure and out of the spotlight.
Yeah. Really?
So the music now is just strictly for fun because I enjoy doing it, and the guys enjoy doing it. So it's not like we're hard pushing it or anything. I mean, even though we are on the radio and trucking around, it's just more, you know, I do it because I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as
that's
you
the joy
should.
Of it, right? The joy of it's what matters, man. No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think as we get older, that's what happens, is you just realize that life is too short and we need to appreciate what we appreciate out of life and take advantage of the opportunities. Yeah. That's really cool.
That's right.
So Wes, when we're looking back at, you know, first season of Bachelor Pad and your season of The Bachelorette, what is the memory that sticks out to you as, or it doesn't even have to be from your time on the show, but just from your time involved with the show, what was one of your favorite things that happened to you during that time? What was one of your favorite memories from that whole thing?
Well, from what I can remember, it was all a lot of fun.
He sounds like me.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what, a lot of people ask me all the time, well, you know, do you have enemies from that show and this and that? And I was like, man, not at all. I mean, I met some great guys. I was just on the phone with Tanner Pope, couple days
my
season. He was the foot guy, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, and one of the guys that said I had a girlfriend back home, but me and him were tight on the show and we were tight after the show. So, awesome. You know, I met a lot of, more so than the memories of it, it's the relationships, because I met so many great people. And how many people get to do a show like that, right?
Right.
But you know, we most of the memories I have, I probably couldn't talk about. I mean,
just, oh no,
I'd get that villain role again. But you know, obviously, it was the relationships that I met, and I mean, I still keep in touch with Jillian from time to time, and we were in touch for a long time afterwards. I know she's busy now and has her thing going, but you know, I do remember this. I will give you this one thing, and it was. We were in Spain and I had just gotten eliminated. And I was, of course, we're driving around doing the limo scene, right? Mm-hmm. And this limo scene drive around, let me tell you what, it was probably hours, right?
Really?
And I kid you not, they had that limousine full of booze, right? And if you think
okay.
Yeah, if you see me getting in it, I've got a jacket on. Like, you can get on YouTube and see my exit and speech on it. I get in, I don't have any sweat on me, right? And I've got like this leather suede jacket on, this pearl snap. By the end of the limo ride, my jacket's off, my shirt's damn near unbuttoned. I'm pouring sweat, and I'm just drunker than Cooter Brown. Right? And because they had to turn off the AC because the AC was messing with the microphones, I guess.
Of
maybe
course.
It was just yeah. Always.
So, you know, I remember Pete was the guy in the limo with
the
me.
Producer.
The producer, yeah, was Pete. Yeah. Which I love
Scott Letter. Scott Letter, yeah, he's great.
And I had to pee real bad, and so I
made
I made the limo pull over, and I just peed right there on the side of the road, and then got pulled up, and the cop pulled up. Yeah. Cop put me in handcuffs, took me in the back, almost took me to jail.
No
way! Oh my absolutely. Gosh!
I was like, man, I'm going to jail in Spain. How cool is this, right? I was like, how's this for the old bad boy image?
There you go, man. That's perfect.
But Pete, man, he swindled me out of the deal. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, my heart was pounding 90 to nothing. I was like,
I
surely this can't be like going to jail in Mexico. You know, I'm sure at least I'll get a phone call if something happens.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. That's the kind of stuff you don't see on the show. I love that.
No,
I love that.
No, thank you for sharing that. That's hysterical.
Well, man, it was great having you on, Wes. Thanks for joining us and continued success with the music and with the building and with everything you got going on. And you definitely, I think you've shaken that bad boy role. You know, you got the, it's a villain with a heart of gold now.
Well, I think life humbled you eventually, you know,
because
it was pretty tough afterwards. You know, I had the people that loved me and hated me, and it was almost kind of an identity thing afterwards. They did ask me to do Bachelor Pad 2, you know, Elon had phoned me and sent me all the packet. And I was like, you know, I just don't know at this point if I need to do a second one, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know, I kind of had to work through some stuff but honestly, I got to give credit to the show. It was without that, I promise you, I wouldn't be where I am now. I mean, I learned so much and I saw who was the guy on the TV, you know, and years later, I was like, man, I don't want to be that guy, you know?
Yeah.
And So I just cleaned up and but I'm telling you, if it wasn't for that show, there's no telling where I'd be, you know, because I like to party and drink and hang out. And it was kind of a saving grace. It really was, as weird as it sounds.
It doesn't sound weird at all.
No, I get it. So, I totally get it.
Yeah, you know? It put everything in perspective, you know.
It's like,
it does.
I don't want
to
be
famous. It has a tendency to do that.
I was already famous. I don't need to be famous, right?
Like,
I don't need any of that, you know?
Yeah.
It was so wonderful because it was a dream come true. And, you know, it furthered me along in life and gave me some humility, which honestly, I've never really had.
Yeah.
So it was really
good. I love hearing
that.
You know what? When people ask me next time if I would let my kids do the show, because, you know, I'm sure you get asked this all the time too, Bob, but, you know, I think my answer is normal in that I have a success story and that I found the love of my life. We've been married for almost 20 years, yada, yada, yada. And so how could I say no? But I love your answer that it actually gave you such perspective and that's such a great like life experience just for that. I mean, even if you are cast as the villain, it can actually turn out as a positive. Thanks.
But you gotta be willing to take that look though. And you were willing
that's
to take that look.
True.
You know, he did the work. So I think that's why it made a difference. Yeah. So good for you, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate very it, cool. guys. It's wonderful to see you. I hadn't seen y'all in forever, man.
Yeah, it's great to see you
it's
too,
been
man.
A while.
Well, thanks for coming out, Wes. Have
Thank
a great
you
one, brother.
So
good luck
much.
At the studio. Good luck with your interviews later today.
We'll see y'all later. Adios.
All right, take care, buddy.
Bye, Wes.
See you later.
I love that
Gwen's
answer.
Ready. I know.
Love that
is such a great answer.
I love it.
I just, and I don't know if it could come from, you know, a lot of people on the show. I don't know that people use it to be introspective and to actually, like, they just want to complain about the edit and
it's more
blame
like,
it on the producers.
Yeah.
And maybe he did that in the beginning because people probably weren't super kind to him, or at least some of them.
Yeah.
But I love that he changed it around and flipped it. Like I respect him even more. Like I said, I respected him for owning it. And now
I do too.
I think he's actually one of my favorites. So
there you go. See, I like
you that. You know, just because of that, I think there's something to be said for honesty and humility. And I love it.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50.
That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at EXOJACQUI.com. Made for women by women.
Well, we have another wonderful guest who's coming on right now from Bachelor Pad Season 1, who is a personal friend of mine, too, and I think of yours as well, Trista.
Same.
Absolutely beautiful person inside and out, one of the kindest people, and someone who was on the first season, which I've actually, you know, we've talked a lot over the years, and one of the things I've always wanted to ask her, which I never asked before, which I'm going to ask her today, was one of the things that I thought stood out the most was every time they'd flash her name up, they wouldn't put the age. They put question
mark. They put question mark. I was going to say that too.
Yes. And I was always like, did they choose to do that? Or did she choose to do that?
Or did she?
So, Good question. So we got to ask her. So let's bring her in. It's Gwen Gioia. Gwen was on season 2, Aaron Burgi's season of The Bachelor. And then she's one of the OGs. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Gwen. How are you, beautiful?
Ah, so good to see you both. So thank
It's great to see you too, Geej. We were just talking to Wes Hayden, who was just on the show right before you. Do you remember Wes?
Of course I do.
He's the villain with a heart of gold, we decided, because he's he said that he saw himself on those shows and decided he needed to do some self-work and really kind of reevaluated who he was and what he was doing. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
that's great. I enjoyed Wes.
Yeah. I thought he was, it seemed nice. We were saying, like, he's the first person, I think, on the franchise, maybe even, to really own being the villain on one of those seasons. You know what I mean? Like, everybody else would go on and they would almost kind of complain that the edit made him look bad or whatever. He was just like, yep, I'm a villain. This is what I'm a bad guy. This is what I do. I'm a bad guy. You know? And it was kind of interesting because I would have never thought that. Well, I mean, I could have never done that. I would have been terrified to tell people I was the bad guy.
Same. Okay, Gwen, so Bob and I, in prep of this episode, watched the first episode of the first season of Bachelor Pad.
Yes.
And both of us, I wanted to ask this. Bob just said he's been interested in asking you.
I had the exact same question. Yeah.
Okay. So they have you on the show and they have these 20s and 30s somethings. And, you know, when you come up on your ITMs, they show your first name. And then on Bachelor Pad, at least they show your age. And I think they did it on Aaron's season as well, but, and you can tell us this, but on Bachelor Pad, it had two question marks, no age. So Bob said, Was that your decision or the producer's?
It was definitely not your decision. No, I didn't know that they would do that at all. I think coming on, they always have a plan, right? So production. And the plan for me was, okay, we're going to have somebody from an early show mixed with some people more recent. And there's, for some people, there's a big age group, distance between like myself and Jesse Beck, you know? So, coming in, the show was sold to me that it was going to be a combination of like Survivor and Jeopardy. So with some trivia and just being athletic. So I love aspects. So that was never presented.
Really?
So.
Yeah. I remember you and I talked before you went on the show. And I remember we were like, you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this show. I'm like, oh my God, I could never do that show. I would get killed on a show like that. And I was scared for you, you know, going into it. You, of course, you know, did wonderfully, you know, for yourself. No one would be surprised by that. But it was one of those things I remember going, oh my God, I could never do a show like that. I would just get destroyed because I trust everybody too much. And that Survivor element scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I feel like I trust people too much too. And I think it had been so long since I had been on. And I thought, I'm probably a jack of all trades, master at none. Like I'm pretty athletic, but I could do any sport, but I'm not going to be like the star. And I know enough, I can hold my own. So going in, I thought, okay, well let's just do this and make some friends along the way. It's, you know, what, 3 weeks in terms of filming, but it was a lot different than I expected going in. And I feel like the producers maybe realized, you know, a week or so in that, gosh, you know, this isn't working. Maybe we need to change it up, that's throwing a lot of
okay. Maybe that's why they changed it up. Well, I wonder, do you remember how old you were then? It was in 2010.
2010? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were, 40.
You were 40? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that was 2010 and that's 12 years ago. You do not age. What is your secret?
I know. Gwen does not age. It's crazy.
I am like blown away. Pictures of you obviously on social since then, and I always feel the same way. How do you not age? You are such a stunner.
You know what? I'm healthy. I eat well. I exercise. Take care of myself. I don't go in the sun. So
okay, I bet that's probably your secret.
Yeah, that explains why I look like a pair of old boots.
Exactly.
Because I don't eat well. I drink too much. I'm always in the sun.
By the way, you don't look like a pair of old boots.
You got the baby face, Bob.
I soak my face in Tito's every night before I go to sleep. A Tito's compress.
I thought you were going to take coconut oil. No, it's Tito's.
It's Tito's oil. You know, it's really good for the skin. Great for the hair.
Yeah.
So Glenn, we asked Wes this question. We got to ask you too. So obviously that show was, I'm sure, just a really unique experience because I mean, it was back in the day still a little bit too. So it was probably before it became a super socially conscious show, which I feel like now there are rules in place now, right? Now you can only have one drink per hour and things of that nature. I've read on some stuff. And,
right. Back There's then no it was. That's true.
I know. Well, back then, I remember on Trista's season, they'd come in, they'd be like, what do you guys want to eat? And I'm like, oh, we want burgers and dogs. What do you want to drink? Tito's and beer. The Tito's and beer was there in like 8 minutes, and the burgers and dogs showed up the next day, you know? So, I mean, with Bachelor Pad, was it kind of like that? Was it a little more of like a fun and you know, booze fueled event? Or were they like trying to get you guys, you know, sporty and doing all the athletic competitions?
Certainly booze is always there for, I feel like, a lot of the Bachelor everything. Yeah. So they try to get people to, you know, drink up because they want people to do dumb things, really, and to have some drama, because that's what makes the show. I mean, they try to stir it up a lot. I don't know if Wes was there, but there are a couple girls at one point and they were like asking everyone, can you just take your clothes off or can you just start kissing each other? I mean, they were just trying to really amp it up. And I thought, gosh, you know, it's so different from way back when it was just more authentic and
innocent,
trying to create a story or manipulate their storyline.
Yeah. True. Yeah. They were definitely going for it at that point. That's probably why, I mean, how many seasons was Bachelor Pad? Does anyone know?
I think it was two.
Just the two?
I think it was two.
Then Bachelor in Paradise came along. Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much better, right?
Maybe with that love element and, you know, not pitting people against each other. I think with Bachelor Pad, people were being deceitful and lying and scheming and trying to undermine one another. That wasn't a positive environment. It was like tearing each other apart, really.
Right.
Sure.
No, yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I was kind of like, is Jesse Kovacs kidding when he said, you know, lying and cheating or lying and deceiving, that's my middle name. And, you know, I can see that being said in a sarcastic tone. And he said that in the first episode that I just watched. But I was thinking to myself, that makes me like, I don't like that. I because it could potentially also be a show about love. Why is he coming at it like, lying and deceiving is my middle name? I didn't like that either. So I think that you're right. Like Bachelor in Paradise is just a great way to change up the show. You know, they wanted to kind of do a spinoff from Bachelor and Bachelorette, and the Bachelor Pad was great to start with, but I love that they have evolved into Bachelor in Paradise because it is still mostly, even though there's lots of drama, about the love. Hey, Gwen, let me ask you, do you still watch the show at all?
Not as much. No, I haven't watched the last few seasons. I've watched for a really long time, like probably up until maybe this year. I was watching.
Yeah.
And where are you now? Are you stateside or you're right? You moved back to the States because I know you lived in Paris for a while.
Yeah, Paris and Philly.
Yeah, that was great. And then I moved back to the US. Then I lived in New York for like 4.5 years. I just moved out of New York during the pandemic. And so now I split time between Greenwich, Connecticut, where I am today, and Florida.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. We're in Florida.
Great.
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh,
no
nice.
Way.
Florida.
Like there during the cold months and here in the summer.
That's, and are you, did you ever find a love match?
Yeah. So I actually am living with my boyfriend now. So awesome. He lives. So it was just time. And during the pandemic when I moved out of New York, we just moved in together.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm so happy for you. I know that it's been a while since being on the show, and I just always wanted you to be happy, and I love that you found somebody.
The whole world loves Gwen Joya, that's for sure.
Oh, love you too. Yeah.
So I know you loved doing Bachelor Pad, or assume that you had some fun just because of the relationships. Do you wish that Bachelor in Paradise had been around instead of Bachelor Pad?
Definitely. There were times during Bachelor Pad, I was just like, what did I get myself into? I don't want to be here. Yeah. You know, I liked it. I wouldn't say I loved it. I only liked it because I met some good people and made good friendships there. But I didn't like the concept.
Yeah, no, it seems like it would have been better suited to you to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
It wasn't my thing, you know. I want to be authentic and real, yeah. And this is not.
Yeah, right. I think especially for the first season, I feel like everyone came into it thinking we just have to. It's kind of like Big Brother-esque in that, you know, you just you're going to ask forgiveness later. You're just going to lie and deceit and, you know, cheat your way to the top and then say, "I'm sorry, it was all a game," you know. When, if you say that about love, then you're just a douchebag, you know?
Right. That's exactly it. Oh my God, you guys, my son is throwing post-it notes at me. I don't even know what's going on right now.
Like I want the producers to frame and like the still shot of you looking at Grayson when he flipped the computer the second time. Like that's the mad dad face.
Oh, there he is.
There it is again. Sorry,
that's
Glenn. I should be asking you questions instead of dying laughing right now. But
so sorry, guys. Yeah, so sorry.
It's fine. Okay.
This is why I need an office.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe this is the kicker.
Yeah, this is the one. Final straw. This is what did it. Well, Gwen, I miss you. It was great talking to you.
I have one more question.
Yes,
I want
please.
One because we did ask Wes this when we talked to him. What is your favorite memory from the show? And he kind of said what you said about, you know, you love that you made relationships, but do you have one memory that stands out, whether it's funny or sentimental or whatever, and maybe something that, you know, we didn't see on the show? We'd love to hear it.
So long ago, I don't even remember like so much about the show, but really, I think a lot of it was, I got to know Gia really well. So we had some just like girl bonding time, which was great. And girl discussions about, you know, the strategy and what we're doing and just life in general. And another good memory was with the weatherman.
Yes.
The weatherman, just because I had no idea who he was, you know, prior to the show or whatnot, but just somebody like really down to earth, super genuine when we were just, you know, we were out on some, you know, date or whatnot, talking about, you know, Italy and all our travels because that's such a passion. So that was a really positive memory too.
And then I liked him. I thought he's
Wes
so nice.
And Gia were like, you know, falling for each other. So witnessing that was a special moment.
Yeah. We talked to him about, I asked him about it, and that's still so heartbreaking. Just watching the episode and seeing her inner beauty even shines through when you watch the show. It just still breaks my heart to this day, but
Yeah. Thank you, Gwen. It's been awesome seeing you and chatting.
Thanks, Teach. Thanks for coming on. And you look great, Krista. Thank you.
You both look really beautiful, by the way. You don't need to do my Tito's compress. You guys are much better off.
Tito's compress. We're going to get right on that, though.
It's working for you, Bob.
Thanks, Gwen. I appreciate it. Love having you Thank you so much, Gwen.
Thank you both. Take care.
Bye. You know, what's funny? It's really interesting to me that this show, you know, I asked the producers, how can we watch? And they said, HBO Max. Do you have HBO Max? I'm like, yeah. So I go on HBO Max and it's like Bachelor Pad, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. They have all four and Winter Games, all five of the franchise's shows. Although they don't have every single show, but it's so interesting. Like back in the day, you had to record it on your VCR or your TiVo, like you said, or you have to be watching live. Like you couldn't, when the show was done, it was done. Like there was no looking back. And I think for us, especially, I think for me too, it was kind of calming in that once this is over, then it's never going to be seen again.
No one will see it again. Right? Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's something really, really, you know, really kind of, I don't know, it almost like absolved you of the show, you know, once it was over. Yeah.
Right. Now you can watch. I mean, they don't have every single season on of each of those shows, but I do love that we can go back and watch some of them at least. And I know like there are other apps like Tubi has some, and maybe they've sold them to different apps just to have people watching on different apps. But I think it's really interesting that back in the day, like you just couldn't, it was done. And now
it's over. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
now
crazy.
Now it's everywhere. I mean, I would be interested to see, when and if the whole franchise wraps at some point, which, you know, I guess everything would happen to a certain degree, where things come to an end, I suppose, which probably isn't anytime soon, but
I don't think it's anytime soon.
I wonder if there'd be like a big box set that would come out of every season, you know?
No, because box sets, people would look at it and say, what is that? Just like they did at your compact disc.
Oh, that's right. Very good point. Very good point.
Box set is not happening.
There aren't
in this
box
day
sets
age.
Anymore, are there? Yeah.
There are no box sets. Yes, you just aged yourself just a little bit.
Only at like vintage record stores. That's the only place.
Okay, so bye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. We love having you, and we're excited to talk to you next week. So make sure to tune in.
Thanks, everybody.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour.
It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.